Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. And if this is your first time listening to the show, every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. Now, if you can't listen live, all of our shows, including this one, can be found at answers.network. And I'd really appreciate it if you could all do me a wonderful favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. This is one powerful way that we can make a positive influence in the world together. And if our guest gets with us, I can tell you it's something that our guest is already doing. Although we're having some technical difficulties, so that may not happen. So before we get to our topic today, and again, we may not, I'm going to share something very personal that happened to me less than a week ago. I had what the doctors refer to as a massive heart attack, also known as the Widowmaker. After they went in, they discovered that I had a 100% blockage of my left anterior descending artery. I share this because if talking about this can save one person's life, it was worth it. And when I was discussing this with my son, Blaze, he said, "Dad, I think you owe it to the people to talk about it, let them know what made a difference that you survived and that so many other people don't." So that is one of the reasons that I'm doing this. Now, I was told by the doctor that I'd had a prior heart attack about 6 months ago, which I thought was a torn muscle in my lung. He knew this because he said that my body in many ways was in such good health that it was growing new veins and it was trying to get around the blockage. And one of the things I want to touch on more than anything else is how thankful I am to the security staff at the Balboa Bay Resort, to the paramedics who responded in about 2 minutes, and the incredible doctors and nurses at Hoag Hospital. I was told by my cardiologist that had I not been in good health and had these things not happened so quickly, that I probably would not have made it. So please, if your cardiologist, if you have one, see them and get a heart checkup and a stress test. If you feel anything different, which is what I thought was very interesting. It's one of the things that they said is that if you feel different, we have a tendency to say to ourselves, well, it's just stress. Well, it's just age. Well, it's just something else. I did that. I made a lot of excuses. Well, it's a pulled muscle in my lung. if you go and you see your doctor and you get a test, it may just save your life. And the other things that was discussed was my attitude. They said that rather than going into panic mode, that I went into breathing mode and I started doing box breathing. My belief was that if I don't pass out, I can't die. The box breathing is something that Navy SEALs do. It is something that is good for our health anyway, but at that particular moment, it was the only thing that I could remember to do that I thought would help me and that would save my life. Now, it appears, and I'm doing some checking here, and it does not appear that we've been able to have the guest log on, so there has been some technical difficulties. What we will do is we will set something up. If you go to one of our audio platforms, you can listen to a repeat of tomorrow's show. And we will have our guests that will speak about the wonderful things that we can do with our dreams. We will have her back another time. So for everybody out there, be good human beings. Be with us next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.